unfortunately, controller doesn't work, so we're going to have to do with the keyboard. Yeah.
Okay.
So make sure you're speaking there small.
So, we're here about rediscovering the fun of programming with the Game Boy.
Sorry, actually, we lied. Hopefully, everyone agrees that this is fun, right? Okay, before we actually start, we thought that you might appreciate knowing a little more about, you know, the speakers, and this will also serve to disclaim our own personal biases. So, my name is Eldred, but I usually go online by the nickname Isotium. You want light? I got my first Game Boy really late, so I have absolutely zero nostalgia for it. I love strongly typed languages with love static checks and being down to the metal juggling robots, and I have also grown a strong distaste for C and C++.
And my name is Sylvie. I grew up playing a Game Boy Color and an N64 and basically didn't upgrade those consoles, so I have considerable nostalgia for it. On the one hand, there's a lot I appreciate about high-level languages, functional programming, lots of wheels that you don't have to reinvent. But at the same time, I also enjoy just writing direct procedural code, running it right on the CPU. Hence this talk. Let's get to what you came here for. Since we are rediscovering the fun of programming, well, what made it unfun in the first place? Where is the increased fun of retro dev?
Well, so the first thing that drains fun out of an activity is being taken out of, you know, the zone to deal with some chore. For example, waiting for long build times. Raise your hand if you have seen this comic before. There's also stressing your network bandwidth and waiting some more while it fetches a whole bunch of libraries. And finally, there's hardware requirements constantly increasing.
So modern development techniques tend to demand a lot of work out of a lot of people, and it can be practically impossible to get an entire project complete, especially if you're a small team, let alone a solo indie developer.
Plus, you know, it's just hard, man. The modern PC platform is really diverse, with a lot of screen sizes, hardware combinations, and configurations, and on top of that, all of those targets are constantly moving as well, which makes things even worse.
Furthermore, debugging suffers, because to do that well, you have to grasp what the whole platform is really doing, and on such a large system, that's kind of ineffective. Plus, finally, just the sensation that you don't grasp what's going on, it just doesn't feel good.
Okay, so we've spent a lot of time explaining why this machine right here is bad, so now let's show why retro game dev can be a solution to all of the above. Especially, I want you to keep this in mind. Developing for a 90s console doesn't mean you must go back to a 90s experience.
So the Game Boy's tools, SDKs, libraries, and resources have improved a lot over the decades since it was released. Even the pixel art and the 4-channel audio can benefit from the latest programs for editing graphics, audio sequencing, etc. No more plotting pixels directly on graph paper. You can compile all of your source code and graphics in a playable ROM in mere seconds. And you can use modern debugging conveniences. We can step through the code. You have time travel debugging. All of that, it applies to the Game Boy now, too.
Also, the Game Boy simplicity is just refreshing in many ways. Not only is it a good support to learn some fundamental lower-level concepts, but it remains an interesting object in its own right. Further, one dev, or a small team, if you'd like, can wear more hats at once without any of them individually being too large to handle. This is in part due to the system's lower specs, making it easier to have something that, you know, can feel reasonably complete.